Labour Party will ban fracking again if handed power, will push green agenda instead. By Peter Kettle on September 27, 2022. Despite the ongoing energy crisis, the UK Labour Party's shadow chancellor has announced that her party will re-ban fracking and push their green agenda should they find themselves in power. Calling fracking a dangerous technology that is bad for our planet, the Labour Party's shadow chancellor of the Exchequer, Rachel Reeves, has vowed that her party will ban fracking. The party instead believes that pursuing its green agenda will somehow bring an end to the ongoing energy hardship facing Britons, who have been crushed underneath an ongoing cost of living crisis largely resulting from rampant energy inflation. In an attempt to get the crisis under control, the UK government has finally undone its ban on fracking in England, a move described by the country's energy secretary, Brexiteer Jacob Rees-Mogg, as being just good common sense. Speaking to the Labour Party conference, however, Reeves confirmed that her party would refuse to avail of the technology to increase energy supply and help bring down prices, instead saying that her leftist parliamentary group would reinstate the fracking ban should they end up in power. "Fracking is dangerous, it's bad for the planet. It won't even reduce our bills and with Labour it will not happen," she declared, to thunderous applause from the Labour Party conference. Instead, Reeves said that Labour would implement its Green Prosperity Plan, which she claimed would be able to solve the UK's energy problems while fighting climate change. She concluded by saying that, if her party gains power, she will be the country's first Green Chancellor. Reeves' sentiments echoed those of fellow senior Labour officials Angela Rayner and Ed Miliband, who both briefly outlined their party's Green Agenda commitments in an op-ed published in The Guardian on Sunday. Describing their own scheme as being inspired by the actions of US President Joe Biden, the Shadow State Secretary and Net Zero Secretary respectively rubbished the Tory party's decision to allow fracking to return to England, while instead declaring that they would invest in clean power instead to fix the country's ills. Despite their statements to the contrary, however, the so-called Conservative Party up until now appears to have been wholeheartedly committed over the last decade to pushing its own green agenda, a move that has seemingly only reduced the stability of the UK's power grid, ultimately leading to an energy crisis that has greatly impoverished Britons and threatens to do worse in future. The decision by Liz Truss' new government to reverse England's fracking ban, a plan seemingly masterminded by hitherto Tory outsider Jacob Rees-Mogg, seemingly comes as the Conservatives desperately try to right their sinking energy ship, with the Energy Secretary saying that the move will make the country less reliant on foreign authoritarians. "Bringing on this supply will bring us cheaper energy, which we need," Rees-Mogg told the House of Commons last week. "Do we really want our constituents to be dependent on strange dictatorships that wage war in this world? Or do we want to have our own security, our own supplies?" He continued. "This seems to me, Mr. Speaker, to be just good common sense." The senior politician also attacked suggestions that the technology was unsafe to use, saying the hysteria about seismic activity surrounding the method of oil and gas extraction was untimely based on a misunderstanding of the science. Follow Peter Kettle on Twitter, at Peter_Kettle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.